The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome back, Christina. How are you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I am fine. You know, this is the time of year that between all the stuff we're getting in the mail for the holidays and all the stuff some of us are trying to put together at the end of the year for next year's taxes and everything, we are buried in paperwork. And as homeowners, we acquire that much more documentation, tax stuff, insurance stuff, home purchase paperwork. It's a storage hassle. How long do you need to keep this stuff in case you need to prove something?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. In doing our research, we found that except for tax paperwork, there's really no official guideline. So we considered some of the situations in which you might need documents and came up with a how long to keep it home records checklist, and I'll have that full checklist at houselogic.com/radio.
All right, great, because when you're driving around, it's kind of hard to take notes, so I'm glad that's going to be there, houselogic.com/radio. But let's start with the tax docs first. What's the story there?
Well, that's, like I said, that's where there is some guidelines. So the IRS says you should keep tax returns and the paperwork that supports your returns for at least 3 years after you file a return, because that's the amount of time the IRS has to audit you. But, and there's always buts with this stuff, check with your state about what it requires regarding, like, state income tax records, because a few states make you keep tax records much longer. For example, in Ohio, it's 10 years.
Wow.
And then, of course, and I'm sure no one out there will ever be in this situation, but the IRS can also ask for records up to 6 years after filing if they suspect someone failed to report 25% or more of their gross income. And, of course, the IRS never closes the door on an audit if it suspects fraud. So just words to the wise.
Yep. Okay. Can you give us some examples of specific documents you want to keep to prove your eligibility if you're challenged?
Sure. So for home-related tax deductions, that is if you itemize and don't take the standard deduction, you want to keep your property tax payment. That's the tax bill plus the canceled check or the bank statement showing the check was cashed, so that you can get your property tax deduction. You also want to keep your year-end mortgage statements so that you can claim your mortgage interest deduction. And then your residential energy tax credit receipts. And for all of these, you want to keep them for 3 years after the due date of the return showing the deduction. And again, that corresponds to the length of time you can be audited.
Okay. What about paperwork related to your home sale?
Okay, so these are the documents that you typically get as part of your closing or over time as you make improvements. So, for example, you want to keep your home sale closing documents, like especially the HUD-1 settlement sheet, and that's what itemizes the costs of the sale for the seller and borrower, and you get it typically just before closing. And you also want to keep any receipts for capital improvements. Those are the big remodeling or replacement projects that you do to add value to your home. And again, you want to keep all of those for as long as you own the house, plus about 3 years.
Okay.
And you'll want the home sale closing documents and the receipts for capital improvement to figure out your profit or your gain when you sell the property. And again, for tax purposes. And also, you want to keep the deed to your home for as long as you own the property. I think that's an obvious one. And then also, I think it's a good idea to keep the mortgage payoff statements forever, because just in case a lender with shoddy records comes back and says, hey, you still owe us money even though you paid off your mortgage.
So before you go, what are some tips for organizing these home records? Because we've just talked about a lot of paperwork.
Yeah, there is so much. And plus, paper, like paper receipts, will fade with time, and it just takes up a lot of space. So you can scan and store your documents on a flash drive. You could put them on an external hard drive. You could put them on a cloud-based remote server. We always like to say if you can save it to at least two of these places, even better, just to have backups for your backups.
Emma, let me ask you, does the IRS recognize digital copies?
Yeah, it's very much so. As long as they're identical to the originals and they contain all the information, the accurate information that's in the originals, that's fine. You just have to be able to produce a hard copy if the IRS asks for one.
Okay, thank you, Christina. And for more tips, visit houselogic.com/radio. Find that whole list that Christina talked about there. And you can follow House Logic on Facebook at facebook.com/houselogic. Christina, thank you. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.